Hi guys, thanks for tuning in for my Scorpio season astrology breakdown and tarot scopes. I have to apologize in advance if my voice is crackly or if I cough or sniffle a lot throughout this episode because I have a cold. My parents came to visit for the eclipse, which was wonderful, but they definitely gave me their colds. Anyway, so Scorpio season just started yesterday. I'm recording this on the 24th, so it started on the 23rd. Voodoo just walked in here. Hi, baby. So Scorpio season is all about the commitments we make, sort of the exchanges that we have with other people as well, specifically financial, sort of like other people's money, other people's resources, how, you know, in a partnership or in a business situation, other people's money has an effect on you. And it can also be a good time for, you know, asking for raises or, you know, having negotiations, having conversations about what you should be making. I will say that because we are in the middle of eclipse season, you want to really take the temperature of any important discussions that you have simply because of that. And like on one end of the spectrum, eclipse season, we just had the Libra new moon eclipse on, I think it was the 14th. And we're about to be in our Taurus full moon lunar eclipse, which is going to be on October 28th. And so with eclipse seasons, it's really, the energy is really temperamental, but it does bring these huge twists of fate. For instance, 2 years ago when we had the first Taurus lunar eclipse in this eclipse cycle that's coming to an end with this Taurus eclipse, we signed we signed the thing that said we own the house that we live in Portland now. There's that cough. So anyway, what I'm saying is like there's changes, there are twists of fate, there are these moments in your life where things really take a new direction, and it can be a really good thing or it can feel like a terrible thing, but ultimately the universe is sort of doing what it needs to do to help us course correct. And if you're resistant to course corrections, it's going to be a little bit messier for you. So you just kind of like, especially as we're getting into Scorpio season, where everything is about change, everything is about shifts, you really want to, you know, consider what is worth being stubborn about, what is worth holding your ground over. And it is an important time to hold your ground, but it's also an important time to like change your mind. It's a really good time to change your mind about things, especially because in addition to the sun being in Scorpio, we also have Mercury in Scorpio, which is the planet of communication and thought process. And we have Mars in Scorpio, which is sort of like the actions we take. And they're going through, you know, this sign that tells us it's time to transform, it's time to evolve, it's time to change, it's time to find empowerment in changing your mind, in changing the way that you view things. It's also a really great time for commitment. So we may be seeing more engagements or marriages and breakups too, because on the other end of that spectrum, it's going to be really clear if you don't want to be committed to someone. You're going to start having these moments of like, oh shit, like I probably shouldn't have invested as much as I have in this relationship. And I will say that just because you've spent a long time and energy investing in a relationship, if you've been having doubts about the relationship, I'd say throughout the last 2 years, it's time to break free because this is sort of your chance. That eclipse cycle again, this Taurus lunar eclipse that's coming up on the 28th, this is sort of like an ending of things that have come into play throughout the last 2 years. So you will see chapters closing so that new ones can open. And we have Venus, you know, she's hanging out in Virgo. She's still, you know, she's trailing a lot further behind Mars and Mercury than she normally might. And that's because of the retrograde that we had over the summer. And she's cleared her retrograde shadow, but she's still sort of trailing behind and she's hanging out in Virgo. And by all means, we should be past Virgo energy, right? We should be in Scorpio energy, but we're not. Venus is reminding us that the Virgo energy is present. So again, to reiterate, you know, what to do with Virgo energy, and I've been talking about this for the last couple of tarot scopes that I've, you know, in astrology chats that I've had with you guys, Virgo energy is like, how do you take care of yourself? How are your habits influencing your ability to have wellness overall, to feel healthy and good in your body? How are you finding ways to nurture your physical self? Like, how are your eating habits affecting your ability to feel good? What are your energy levels looking like? And if your body is telling you you need rest, then you need rest. But also, like, is it that you need rest, or is that you're tired and you're fatigued because your body needs a different structure? It's also a really good time to do some fall planting. I've done my first round of fall planting in Portland. I hope I don't screw it up. It's weird when you move to another totally different climate, but we'll see what happens. My peas are looking good. My garlic, I won't know. And my tulips, I won't know until the spring. But if you're into fall planting, it's a good time to do that. But, you know, we're running out of time there too. Connecting with animals, making sure that your animals are getting a lot of exercise, getting a lot of love. They may be, you know, a little bit more needy than normal, but also, you know, they just really, with Venus going through Virgo, the sign of animals, it's really just a good time to adopt, or, you know, get a, you know, I'm not going to push adoption because, like, Voodoo wasn't adopted. She's a purebred little baby. So adoption is nice. I've done it before. But if you're looking to take a new animal into your life, this is a good time to consider it, especially as we're getting into the colder months and you want someone to cuddle up with and to be your companion. I think it's a really nice time to move forward and take the step on that, especially during like the Taurus lunar eclipse, because Taurus is again that earth energy. So I want to talk a little bit about some key dates that I wrote down. As I'm talking about animals, Voodoo comes and she's like rubbing her little body against me like a cat. So I wanted to talk about some key dates that are happening here. And I talked about the eclipse, which is on October 28th, and there's going to be an opposition to Jupiter. And so words and actions, how you handle yourself during conflict especially, is going to be really important. It's going to be really easy to burn bridges. And so just think about your behaviors and think about your words and your communication style. And if there's opportunities to diffuse conflict, definitely choose that. There can also be some really wonderful breakthrough moments if you are bold in your words and if you're bold in your movements. It's just a matter of you're going to have a lot of energy sort of churning around, and it's a matter of like using it productively is what I would say. So Halloween, I just kind of threw that in there because it's fun. We've got Venus forming a very beautiful, nice, happy trine to Uranus, which is just sort of like unexpected blessings, like fun romantic moments can happen. But also, you know, it could be a fun time to try to like connect with your ancestors, asking for animal messengers, especially just because it is Halloween and the veil is thinner. I've talked about this, like I feel like every year at Halloween time, but I love putting candles in my window this time of year because it does call in happy spirits. You know, making sure your altar is well kept, making sure that you are really staying on top of, you know, your spirituality and how you can use tools to connect with the other side. Okay, so November 3rd, we have an opposition between, that's my birthday, by the way. We have an opposition between Venus and Neptune, which is what I would say is like, just sort of like if you're in a new relationship or if you meet someone at that day, you just kind of want to move slowly because there is opportunity for people to sort of cloak themselves in a fantasy. So there's like opportunity for deception, but it's also going to be really dreamy. It can be really romantic, but it's sort of like you want to make sure that trust is real before you start running away with like the fantasy of what a relationship might be able to bring. On November 4th, Saturn turns direct in Pisces, opportunity to rebuild boundaries with yourself and with others. November 8th, we're going to have Venus entering Libra, which is going to be really nice for relationships. It's going to be really nice for self-care. We're moving out of that, you know, Venus and Virgo phase where we're really having to take a look at our cycles, our personal cycles, not our periods. Although like maybe you need to look at that. I don't know. But just like our cycles, our behaviors and our patterns, we're moving out of that sort of like energy and we're moving into sort of the enjoyment of relaxing and leisure. It's almost like a bonus Libra season, especially because we got screwed this Libra season because it fell in the middle of eclipses. Like normally Libra season's supposed to be all harmonious and romantic, and it wasn't because we had like all this crazy eclipse energy and people were wilding out. Like, I don't even understand. Luckily no one that I'm super close with, but I was just like watching other people like be lunatics, and I was like, okay, it must be eclipse season. So we have this Venus entering Libra, which is sort of giving us like a second chance to harness that beautiful, harmonious Libra energy. It's really good for self-care, really good for romance. If you're thinking about hitting the dating scene, it's a good time to do that. Just, you know, that's like a whole other episode. I'm just going to leave it at that. So then on November 9th, we have Mercury entering Sagittarius, which is when speaking up is going to be really important because your words are going to have this sort of like lucky coding to them. You're going to have this opportunity to create opportunities really by using your voice and figuring out how you can initiate important conversations that will bring you closer to your dreams. Now, what I will say as a little warning here is we have Venus entering Libra on November 8th, followed by Mercury entering Sagittarius on November 9th. And the way that these two things work together is Venus is going into the sign of justice, and the political climate is so messy right now. And we have all these like complicated things going on, especially with like the Palestinian and the Israeli. Well, I should say the Israeli and the Gaza conflict, Hamas conflict, which is like terrible and heartbreaking, but a lot of people have really strong opinions about that. And what I will say is when Mercury is in Sagittarius, sometimes people don't know like when to shut the fuck up. And it can be really easy for small disagreements to get really blown out of proportion. And so we have like Venus going into Libra, where we're going to be feeling even more sympathetic towards the causes that are important to us. And then, you know, I feel like you guys are following. You guys are catching my drift, right? So just be careful. Try to keep messages positive. It's possible to have important conversations without them turning into a huge blowout argument. Ever since my sister had twins, I can't say blowout without thinking of like a baby blowing out their diaper. So yeah, now I've just gifted you with that. Sorry. I don't know why my brain is just like this. I was just trying to talk to you about the political climate and Venus in Libra. And this is what happens. So I'm going to move on. We've got the Scorpio new moon on November 13th. And the Scorpio new moon, this is where, you know, all of that Scorpio energy, how do I want to change? How do I want to transform? How do I evolve? What do I need to cut out of my life? Scorpio is like, it's not just about like, what do I need to bring in? It's highly focused on like, what do I need to cut out of my life? And so when we have the new moon, it is more about bringing in. So you kind of want to decide like, what personal shifts do I have to make room for the changes and the growth that I want to see throughout the next 6 months? So because whenever we're looking at a new moon, we really want to time things out within 6 months. Sorry if you're hearing voodoo snore, but also I'm not sorry because it's adorable. So we also have the new moon is conjunct with Mars. So Mars is hanging out right there. So it's a good time to kind of be bold in the change that you want to see, but also it's going to be a super sexy new moon, like super passionate, super hot. And like Scorpio season's like that anyway. Like, you know, if you've been needing to ramp up the passion within your relationship, or if you just want to, if you don't even need to, like it can get really hot. Just like go for it, you know, initiate things, have fun, try things. But we have the new moon next to Mars, and it's opposing Uranus. So what I will say is a lot of the intentions that you sent, because it is opposing Uranus, which is this very unpredictable planet, a lot of the intentions that you set during the Scorpio new moon might not play out exactly the way that you anticipate they will. So I would just say leave a lot of flexibility within yourself in terms of like changing direction, changing your mind, being open to the fact that possibilities that you weren't even considering are probably going to find you within the next 6 months. And it's okay if that takes you away from what you initially planned for yourself. if it feels like an exciting or a good opportunity. So that's something that you want to keep in your head throughout the next 6 months. November 18th through the 20th, we have Mars and the Sun kind of hanging out next to each other. So that's a good time to make bold choices for yourself and to make bold moves for yourself. And then Sagittarius season starts on November 22nd, and I'll be back for that, but probably a couple of days late because that seems to be my pattern. I'll try to be on time. I like have episodes in the log that I thought about releasing, but I kind of wanted to hold on to it. So next week I already have an episode coming out with the Lipstick Witch, which was a really fun one. I got an extra assignment at work, and then my parents were coming to visit. So I kind of just was like, I was just focused on other things. Okay, so we're going to pull these tarot cards now. I actually pre-pulled them. And so the card that I have for Aries is Death, which I love. This is like so perfect. I love this for Scorpio season, especially because if we're looking at sort of like your solar chart, so this is, solar chart is what I look at when I'm writing horoscopes. So if we're looking at your solar chart, Scorpio is going through, like the Sun is going through your house of transformation. So this is really a good time of release for you. It's definitely necessary for you to cut ties with people and situations that you're kind of done with. But I'm also pulling follow-up cards, and I have the Ace of Coins and like the Queen of Wands, which I did pull reverse. I don't typically read reversals, but I've been kind of working with them a little bit lately. What I'll say about this is there could be a new opportunity, but you may be hesitant about whether or not you want to take it. What I would say about that is if it comes down to like financial risk, I would not take any financial risks unless you have the sort of freedom and the savings to do so. And if you do, then like it might be okay. Okay. So, and then Aries, what I would also say is just to sort of like, if you're working at a desk or if you're working at a computer, make sure that you are giving your eyes a break. I think it says to be like every 15 minutes, you're supposed to look away from your computer for like a minute or two. And I don't mean like switching from your computer to your phone, because that's just like one screen to the next. But I'm just like feeling like there could be these small, minor headaches that are caused by eye strain. And I just don't want that for you. Okay, so Taurus. It was interesting because when I was pulling the card for Taurus, it was like the cards were being a little funny, and I just kind of felt like it was a situation where there might be sort of like happy mistakes. No, wait. Well, yeah, like happy mistakes. I actually also have that in my notes for Cancer, but like not happy mistakes, but more so like you're kind of like getting a chance to catch your breath, and you're kind of getting a chance to see how missteps or things that went wrong throughout the last couple of months were for the better. And the card that I pulled for you is Ten of Cups. So there's this really rich emotional nurturing that wants to happen if you let it in. And it can be self-love, it can be your romantic life. But with the Ten of Cups, it's always like this situation where you're having an opportunity to really, really, really feel grateful for all that you've built, but also sort of like harvest on your hard work. New opportunities could come through. I do have the Six of Swords here, which could be travel. I also have the Nine of Wands, which like causes concern in terms of like insomnia. So just try not to overthink things. The Six of Swords to me can also sort of be like that planning type energy, that sort of like Venus and Virgo energy that we were talking about. And so if you're having trouble sleeping, if you're dealing with a lot of insomnia, if you're dealing with stress, like physical symptoms of stress throughout the day, like what can you do to nurture yourself to sort of like feel more relaxed in your body as you navigate Scorpio season? And I will say that because we have the lunar eclipse happening in your sign, it's going to be super duper important that you're taking care of yourself, because there's going to be a lot of energy from like the cosmos focusing on you. And there's going to be, a lot of release, and some of it you'll feel in control of and some of it you might not. Okay, so moving on to Gemini. And with Gemini, there may be times where you're feeling just like a little looked over. And I feel like this is going to be true of all air signs. And that can be because people in during Scorpio season are really caught up in their own selves. It's they're kind of sorting through their own psyches and through their closest relationships. And so if you feel like you're hearing from friends less, or if you feel like you're hearing from people less, try not to take it personally. It's more of a situation where like everyone has a lot on their plate and a lot of emotions are happening. And not everyone wants to socialize when they're like feeling, you know, when they're treading those waters. Okay, I'm just gonna take a sip of my tea and then I'll talk to you about your tarot card. Okay, so for you, I pulled Judgment. So chips are going to be falling, you know, where they're going to fall, and you're going to get answers that you may or may not have been looking for. But I do think that I have the King of Swords here and the Four of Wands. So I almost feel like you're not even going to really care. You're going to be like, whatever happens, happens, like it's fine. And that's going to empower you in a lot of ways. You're going to be releasing control in some ways and just sort of accepting like what you have power over and what you don't. And what you don't have power over, like just dance it off, you know, make peace with it. It's fine. You have this ability to support yourself emotionally and mentally if you sort of like decide what's important to fixate over and what's not important to fixate over. And once you sort of like move your mind in that direction, you're going to be like, it's all good. So, you know, I'm going to leave you with that. I'm going to move on to Cancer. So Cancer was actually the sign that I like had the notes for about there's going to be like little happy accidents. There's going to be sort of like fun coincidences. There's going to be things that sort of like happen in fun synchronistic ways. And I think that'll be especially true if you make it a point to touch base with sort of like your gratitude and your spirituality a little bit. And Scorpio season can be a really artistic time for you as well. And what's funny is I just pulled Judgment for Gemini and I have Judgment for Cancer as well. And I think that for you, this is going to hit a lot differently. You're going to be making sort of judgments about what you want. You're going to be making judgments about who you are and what makes you unique and what you want to work on to sort of like feel more well-rounded as a creative or an intellectual or whatever. You know, as a parent or whatever is important to you. I added parent in there, oof, because I just pulled the Empress and then I pulled the Emperor. So there could be some sort of like partner work. This is all like judgment with the Emperor and the Empress. Could be marriage. It could be babies, but it could also be like business partnerships. Like I don't want to box anyone into like having, you know, getting married or having kids, especially because like I'm not doing that. So, and I don't think it's healthy to put pressure on people for that. But if it's something that you are wanting or are working toward, there may be conversations about that, or you may see headway in that. What I will say is the last card that I pulled for you is the Four of Coins. So there is going to be a situation where you're wanting to make smart financial decisions and you're figuring out, how do I pay down debt? That's also a big Scorpio season thing. I feel like I should have taken more time to discuss all the Scorpio elements at the beginning. But I will say figuring out smart financial planning for the future you want is going to be important. All right, Leos. Okay, Leos. I'm going to take a sip of my tea because my throat's dying. Leos, you all feel a little bit cloudy. You feel a little bit like you're just like, you know, going through the motions a little bit. I do think that there is this like artistic romantic energy that wants to come out, but you may just feel like a little stunted in the execution of whatever you are envisioning for yourself or whatever you're visualizing. And the Seven of Cups, whenever I see that, like this can very much be a situation where there's confusion within matters of the heart. And it's okay to not know what you want. I pulled the Chariot and the Two of Wands and the Knight of Coins. So I feel like there may be some sort of like financial shifts that are happening. A new job could be happening, or sort of like considering what you want your career path to look like. What I would say is for Leos, Scorpio season's a good time to kind of like gather strength at home and sort of like follow the path you're on, but meditate on like where you could use some like little tweaks here and there And I do think that, you know, potentially, like, I don't know, it's hard. I would watch your spending, but I would also say that, like, if you are making a change within your career, it's important to follow your passions, but you also want to, like, consider how to be a smart business person, especially if you're going into, you know, you're trying to employ yourself, or if you're making a side hustle happen or anything like that. And then it's also going to be important that you're not structuring your life around other people. I'm sorry, but I'm kind of impressed with myself that that's only the first cough that I've done. Especially like if a lot of decisions were made for you up until this point. So it's sort of like, how can I make my own decisions versus like making decisions based off of like my, I'm so sorry, my relationships or what other people are doing and thinking. Okay, Virgo. For Virgo, I mean, you guys all feel pretty good, honestly. Like, I feel like a lot of people are freaking, well, I feel like half the Virgos are like, I don't, what, like, what eclipse season? And the other half of the Virgos are like, what the fuck? Like, why is everything on fire? So, with the Empress as your card, I'm going to say that it's going to be just really important for you to, I don't know, like, you're not going to be responsible for just nurturing yourself. You're going to be responsible for nurturing other people as well. And you have to sort of, like, use discernment about how much you're giving and how much you would receive if the roles were reversed. So obviously, if it's a child or someone that is reliant on you, they're going to be taking more than they can give. But when it comes to, you know, the relationships that you're in, or your, you know, whether it's your employer or colleagues or partners or besties or anything like that, you know, make sure that you are not depleting your energy levels to take care of other people. It's going to be important that you are, like, you know, canceling plans if you need to take care of yourself. I also have the Page of Swords, the Wheel of Fortune, and the Three of Wands. So I do think that there's, like, more of your hangouts are going to be sort of, like, impromptu. I would try to keep a flexible schedule and just sort of, like, not really commit to anything unless it sounds really fun and you're really excited about it, or you have to, like, secure your spot. And leave more openness in your schedule for impromptu hangs, because I think that's going to be the most fun for you. And then I also think that because I have the Wheel of Fortune here, it is a good time to sort of just, like, even if it feels like you're going on a ledge, even if it feels like a whim, asking for opportunities or asking, you know, questions, you know, about things that you're curious about, or asking people on a date. You know, it's sort of like using your voice and initiating topics can be, can really pay off for you, especially once Mercury goes into Sagittarius. Okay, so we got Libra. All right, Libra, I pulled death for you. So with Libra, it's like your birthday season just ended. And with Venus coming into your side, this is really a nice time to just slow down and ground and sort of chill out. So with Scorpio season accompanying the side of death, I'm pulling the Five of Wands and the Ace of Cups as well, and the Queen of Swords. What I would say about this is the idea of change may seem kind of scary, whether it's like changing your habits or changing jobs or changing your social, like mixing things up socially, changing kind of like the way you spend your weekends, especially if you're feeling like you've been pushing yourself too hard. It's your birthday season, so you've been going out, you've been mingling, you've been with friends. Halloween's really fun. This is like the slow down and connect with your senses, connect with your body, connect with leisure, connect with, I don't know why I'm feeling something in my gut. So connect with your gut health. Like the solar plexus might be a little bit blocked, which I would say is sort of like a good thing to maybe drink hot water with lemon, especially as the climate is getting a little bit colder for some of us anyway. If you're still in like the Southwest or something, just do water with lemon. But I think that you kind of need to recharge so that you can reclaim your vivacity and your boldness and your fire. And I think that you sort of need to have this renaissance where you're like falling back in love with yourself and you are connecting with like your art forms, connecting with things that are enrich you emotionally and intellectually. So this could look like going to the art museum over the weekend instead of like going to the club, you know, stuff like that. It's just wanting you to change like where your time is invested a little bit. All right, Scorpios, it's our time to shine, right? And for us, I pulled the King of Wands, which is sort of like, all right, it's go time. Like, what have you been working toward? What are you wanting to work toward? What do you need to initiate? When we've got this fire energy, it's sort of like you have the endurance. And I'm not saying like, oh, yeah, for every day of Scorpio season, you're going to feel tip top. You're going to be like ready to take on the world by storm. But you should be feeling energized and motivated to really sort of like push for what it is that you want. And I do think that you are going to see things more clearly. I do think it's going to be easier to sort of focus in on like, this is a waste of time. I like the idea of doing this hobby, but like, it's not actually going to be productive for what my bigger picture is, and sort of honing in on what you want. And there's going to be a lot of creative energy as well. So it can be difficult. And I know this is a problem for me where I'm like, I have to do my online shop and I have to update my website, but also like I'm going to take jewelry making classes. And then like, also I want to pour these candles and just like all these like micro projects. And it's sort of like, that's really great when you have free time to explore all these different things. But if you don't, and you've got like a bigger agenda, you sort of have to figure out like, where is your energy best spent? Because spreading yourself thin isn't going to be the answer. I feel like I'm just like giving myself a little lecture right now because of all the things I just said. And let's pull a couple extra cards. So, I mean, I have the Nine of Coins, which is nice because it's sort of like harvest and abundance. So, I mean, people are going to be giving you presents, obviously, because you're the best. But I also think that it's a time to kind of like, you know, treat yourself a little bit. And I'm saying this as I've been telling myself for the past weeks that I need to just like put some money away in my retirement. But also like that might be your story too, because the Nine of Coins, it doesn't necessarily mean harvesting in this moment. It can sort of be like, what do you want your harvest to look like? Like, what do you want your financial situation to look like? How can you add to that? But also sort of like finding fulfillment and finding abundance in like what's free. Nature is really nice for that. Just sitting outside and like closing your eyes and smelling the fresh air and feeling the sun or the cold air or whatever it is on your face. Like just doing that for 5 minutes a day. If you challenged yourself to do that for 5 minutes a day for the entirety of Scorpio season, I bet you'd come out of it feeling like a totally different person. With the new moon that's coming up on November 13th, I think I said. I'm pretty sure that's what it was. I turned the page on my notes, so obviously that information is now lost forever. But what I will say is it's sort of like your birthday wish. It's sort of like the most powerful new moon for you. So really think about the intentions that you want to set. And they don't necessarily have to be revolved around transformation, but Scorpios are so much like so fluid and always wanting to change and evolve. And so I do think that it's a nice opportunity to control the direction that you're moving in next. Okay. Gonna get to Sagittarius next. Okay. So Sagittarius, I have the Knight of Cups. And when I see the Knight of Cups, it's sort of like you might make relationship mistakes. You might make dating mistakes. There's a sweet naivety to it. So what I would say is like when entering emotional situations, like don't love bomb yourself. Don't think too, like just don't be naive about where other people are coming from and even like your own capabilities. Don't overcommit to things right now. Scorpio season, so much of it is about commitment. But I also have like the Knight of Swords here. And like, whenever we see knights, it's always worth adding that, like, it's important to fight for things, but, like, the knights go into battle, right? So, like, knowing what your strategy is when it comes to personal goals, relationship goals, and it sounds weird to say, like, know what your strategy is within relationships, because I, like, that, it just sounds weird to me. Like, you know, I'm not trying to give out, like, narcissistic advice. What I mean is sort of, like, how can you work with someone, and acknowledging, like, if you can't work with someone, just because, like, you're feeling a certain way about them doesn't necessarily mean that, like, those feelings are going to be consistent. So just, like, be careful about commitments rushing into things. I will also say, though, that, like, I pulled the Eight of Swords and the Knight of Wands. So even if you did sort of, like, commit to something, I think that you can also kind of get out of it. And this is also a good time for you to get out of commitments, truly. For anyone during Scorpio season is a good time to get out of commitments. Okay, so we're going to Capricorn. My cap buddies, my little sea goats. Okay, so you guys have Nine of Cups and Queen of Pentacles, which is just sort of like, don't stress yourself out. Like, just for now, just enjoy what you've built. I know that you guys are overachievers, but with the Nine of Cups and the Queen of Pentacles, this is sort of like, hey, like, maybe you should just chill out and appreciate what you've built and what you've created for yourself, because you've done a lot. And Capricorns have this tendency to sort of like always look ahead, always look ahead, always look ahead. And it's sort of like, why don't you just stop for a second and appreciate your strengths, appreciate, you know, how you've sort of seasoned yourself and how you've become more refined over the years, and kind of build upon that. So there could be like adding more refinement to your life, whether it's like, you know, trying new things, cooking or baking, or like doing tasting clubs, or, you know, buying yourself a designer something, because you earned it. So I think there's like opportunities to treat yourself here. I also have, the Two of Swords, the Sun, and Temperance. So there may be some sort of like disagreement happening in your life where you're with, like, it's with someone significant who, like, you guys can't necessarily see eye to eye on something and you can't really land on the same page. And what I would just say is, like, don't push for answers that aren't coming easily, especially if you guys, you know, whoever your counterpart is in this scenario. Even if you're like weighing different options with yourself, because like the Two of Swords, it can be like negotiations and conversations and back and forth, but it can also be like weighing options in your own head. What I'm going to say is with the Temperance card here, like just let things simmer for a little bit longer. Don't rush, because with the, like, the Sun's going to come out and you're going to have clarity and you're going to feel a little bit more enlightened about your situation, and it's going to make it easier for you to make decisions. But you kind of have to wait for that watershed moment, that missing piece where you're sort of like, ah, okay, this is the direction that I take or we take. And it's also going to be really important that you're listening to people and you're not jumping to conclusions, and that you stay open-minded to where others are coming from, because there can be like clashes that occur otherwise. Okay, moving on to Aquarius. And Aquarius, I will say that like my energy felt just a little bit spacey when I was first like kind of tapping into your, you know, the Aquarian energy and pulling a card. And interestingly, I did pull the Four of Wands for you, which is very much like a pullback card. It's sort of like, be still, just bide your time, just wait it out. If you're feeling disconnected, if you're feeling spacey, then like you probably need to rest. So creating that space for yourself is going to be really important. I'm just pulling a couple extra cards for you. Okay. So I do have the Queen of Swords and the Three of Swords. There's an indecision there, and the Ace of Cups. It's weird because if I was like reading for someone personally, I would be like, are you thinking about leaving your partner for someone else, or is there some sort of affair going on? And I don't want to like freak out the Aquariuses and be like, your partner's having an affair, because it's not what it means. But there definitely can be like you're feeling like your heart is being pulled in two directions, and it could be really easy to like romanticize new people. So like if you're in a relationship and you like start harmlessly talking to someone, like it could be really easy for your mind to start obsessing about like hypothetical relationships. And so what I would say is like, don't like try to redirect your thoughts somewhere else. If you're unhappy in your relationship, that's one thing. You got to figure that out. But you shouldn't do that by like jumping on to the next person. Unless, I don't know. I would just say be careful about like who, just be careful about like the direction your heart is taking you in. That's how I want to word this. Be careful about the direction your heart is taking you in. Especially if you're like, for all intents and purposes, like in a relationship that you feel happy in, try not to get distracted. And if you feel like your partner is distracted, like don't make assumptions that like they're talking to someone else, but also like you should probably find ways to reestablish that connection. And if you can't find ways to reestablish that connection, then it might not be a connection that can last the test of time. All right, Pisces. So it was interesting because I felt very like it's time for Pisces to melt. It's time for Pisces to sort of like dissolve stress, release. Whenever the sun is in a water sign, Pisces, you know, all the water signs are going to be super sensitive to it. Just taking a sip, hold on. All Pisces are going to be just really sensitive to what's going on around them. And I think that it can be hard to block out the noise that's happening outside of you. And I did pull the Three of Swords, which again is sort of like you can feel like your heart is being pulled in multiple directions. And if you start to get little dull headaches and like in your forehead, like above your eyebrows, I'm going to say whatever it is that you're working on or focused on, if you can step away from it for a little bit, you probably should. And if you're overthinking something, you should probably get some fresh air. Because I'm worried with this Three of Swords that you're going to sort of like torture yourself thinking about where you're at and where you're going. And that's not really what your Scorpio season story should be. I don't want you to pressure yourself to make decisions right now. I really want like you pressure yourself to relax, like pressure yourself to chill out, pressure yourself to like block out the outside noise without becoming too isolated, because Pisces can do that as well. I also have the Four of Coins and the Page of Cups. So I will say, and the Emperor. So I will say with that, there is going to be opportunities to build upon the wealth that you've already created. There are going to be opportunities to move forward in your career and how you make money. But like, it's not instant payoff. It's not instant like, oh, I get the bonus, I got the raise. It's sort of like you can see the stepping stones to get there. But I would be a little bit reserved in your spending right now as well. And if there are moves that you can make that you think will get you a little bit closer to the position or the status that you want, take it, trusting that it's going to over time help you accumulate sort of like that wealth and that prosperity that you were hoping to achieve and move toward. So that is your Scorpio season astrology and tarot scopes. I can't believe how fast I got through that one. We're at like 45 minutes. And I still have to edit out some of the coughing fit that I had in the middle of this that you'll never know about. I just did a really fun podcast called with Pauline, who I had from Animal Communication episode. Called Tender Loving Care with like a question mark. And we just did an hour of talking about sister wives, which if you are into sister wives, it might be fun for you to listen to. Next week, I will be back with an interview with the Lipstick Witch. You can find me on Instagram at Rainbow Glitter Star, my website, rainbowglitterstar.com. I am starting to pull back on the amount of readings I'm doing for the rest of the year. So if you're wanting to get in with me before the end of the year, you should probably try to schedule that sooner than later, because I probably won't take very many readings in November because I've got a lot going on. Anyway, thank you for listening. Thank you for supporting my work. And I hope you guys are having a wonderful, amazing Scorpio season. And I hope I hear from you on the gram or wherever else you tend to talk to me through. Have a good rest of your life and days. And I don't know, like, I'm just rambling now. So goodbye.